It's Friday. It's 1 o'clock, and it's time for Should I Stay or Should I Go? Brought to you by Miller Chill, a chill out style beer that just goes down easy. Well, this is the segment of the show where you, the audience, decides the fate of an up-and-coming talent. Do they have what it takes to become big and famous superstars? Or should they pack their bags, move back home with mom and dad, and start concentrating on Plan B?
Should I stay or should I go?
I'm dying for a drink.
If you'll turn to the left, you'll notice I snuck in the booze globe from our office. Our globe bar.
Ooh. That didn't sound good.
I know. Something fell over.
Broke something.
Anyway, so all of you responsibly join us here. We've got whiskey. We got beer. I'll have a beer, please, and a shot.
Do you want Jameson 12-year or just the regular?
Give me the good stuff. Good Jameson.
12-year.
Irish Jameson. Ooh.
That didn't
nice beer.
Sound good.
All right.
Oh. Got this CD in the mail. It says to Frank Kramer, enclosed with a copy of Dylan Campbell's debut EP. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks, Dylan. I assume we have Dylan on the phone with us. Hello, Dylan.
Hello, hello.
How are you, man?
Doing well, Triplets. How are you guys?
I feel good for you today. You know why?
Why?
Because last week was a disaster. So how could you possibly be worse than the Roots Foundation?
China, Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia. I wish I had it here just to play a little clip from last week, but I don't. So you're in a good position today, Dylan, because last week was so horrible.
Well, I'm glad.
The bar is low.
It was memorable, but not necessarily in a good way.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing the music thing?
I've been doing it for about four years now.
How old are you?
Well, you know, I'm 28.
Dylan Campbell. There was another famous Campbell years ago. Any relation?
Glenn?
Yes, he is my father, actually.
What?
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Your dad's a legend. Wow.
You're a Rhinestones Cowboys boy?
Quite a shadow to follow in, yeah.
God,
wow.
Jeez. I'm amazed.
Let's drink to Glenn Campbell, then.
Seriously. Well, Dylan, if you sound anything like your dad,
unless,
I'm
of course, you don't have
it.
A good relationship with your dad, then screw him.
You love your dad, Dylan?
I love him.
All right.
Cheers to Glenn Campbell.
Cheers to Glenn Campbell.
All right.
Amazing.
Yeah, I just sang off his last album, actually, backup vocals. He's cover of All I Want Is You.
How's he doing? Because I read the Inquirer and stuff, and I know he had some problems a few years ago. Is he doing all right?
Yeah, he's cleaned up. I don't talk to him a lot, but he's doing well.
I played golf with your dad.
He played golf with Glenn Campbell.
I went out there to play. I think it was out at Malibu Country Club. And it's public, but it's called Country Club.
Yeah, he's living over there now, over in Malibu.
And I just walked on, and he was walking on, too, and they paired us up. So I got to play with Glenn Campbell.
No way.
My buddy, Jack. And he has some of the greatest racist jokes. He just cracks me up.
Oh,
well, if you're Glenn Campbell, you get away
with it. He really does. I'm kidding, Krista. Jesus Christ. She's like, what? Glenn Campbell, I'm taking down my poster.
Some of my earliest memories, I mean, this is like, I'm going to get all emotional. As a young man, I think one of the first shows I really, really got into was the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour.
Oh, the Good Time Hour was great. I've actually got one of the guitars that he played on that show.
He'd come out and he'd sing one of his hits and have some guests and say his music was so good.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to see what Dylan Campbell looks like, you can go to frankarmy.com and there's the Should I Stay or Should I Go section now, and there's a link to Stay or Go. Click See the Band, and there's a picture of Dylan Campbell with a guitar on his lap, and there's a link right to his MySpace account. Well, I'm excited to hear this.
Me too.
Obviously, you got some musical blood running through your veins.
I hope so.
And what song would you like to debut for the audience?
Why don't we do The Last Time?
The last time. Is it a Jimmy Webb song?
No, I write all my own material.
Okay, good. Here we go. So judge the song and the singer fairly. Don't call yet. Chris is going to open the phone lines when the song's about over. You haven't heard it yet, so you don't know what to say. But eventually call this number, 888-520-9710. And don't just say stay or go. Give us reasons why you like it or reasons why you don't.
Now, I got to ask you before we play your song, Dylan. Are you kind of upset that we stumbled across the fact that you're Glenn Campbell's boy before we heard your music?
Am I what?
Are you kind of upset that we stumbled across the fact that Glenn Campbell is your dad?
No, I'm not upset at all.
Because usually, I mean, maybe people are going to judge you more harshly because, you know, it seems like you would have a in anyway with Glenn Campbell.
Right.
I don't use him to push me at all.
Okay, good.
I really didn't know, and I was just joking when I threw that out there. It's the name Campbell. But
he was going to go with either Glenn or the soup, and he went with Glenn. So, my end.
All right, so judge Dylan fairly. He deserves that. And again, the number is 888-520-9710.
Here he is, Dylan Campbell.
Thank you.
been set on fire. Smother out my one desire, which was you. Which was you. And on the day that the judgment came, judge and jury, well, they read my name. Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. This is the last time I will look to your eyes. Been forced to wait to go say goodbye. This is the last time I will look to your eyes. Forced to wait to go. Christmas comes and the family meets. I see the children playing in the streets, but I'm blue without you. Fancy people in their fancy cars. I've got no compass and I lost my star. It was you. It was you. This is the last time I will look to your eyes. Forced to wave as you go sailing by. This is the last time I will look to your.
Campbell is his name. Now, Dylan, this is where we pass the ball around the room to find out what we thought about you here in the studio. Doesn't matter, but we do it anyway.
Love to hear your pick.
All right, let's start out with looking around the room, the faces. I can't really tell who likes, who dislikes. Heidi.
Well, Dylan Campbell started off as Glenn Campbell's son, but after that song, I'm pretty sure Glenn Campbell's going to be saying, I'm Dylan Campbell's dad.
Mm.
That's awesome. I mean, my God, Dylan, I got goosebumps. I kind of looked at Frosty and gave him, you know, made eye contact with him, and he's showing me his arm.
He has goose pimples.
It is, that's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
That moved me big time.
Thank you.
Big time.
Frosty, what do you think of Dylan Campbell?
Yeah, Heidi and I shared a moment there. She said it'd be a good song for an episode of 6 Feet Under where you sang goodbye to someone.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm trying to be impartial because now that I know your dad is one of my all-time music heroes, and I mean that. He inspired me as a young man to love music because he loved it so much.
Right.
And shared his gift. So going in, I wanted to like you. 10 seconds in, I loved it. There's not a damn thing wrong with that.
Mm. Thank
you
so much.
Everything from the Wurlitzer piano to the amazing mix you have, shakers going on, nice separation, great voice, hook, a hook to die for.
By David Stern.
Oh, it was really just perfect. There's nothing wrong with that. There's not. It's flawless.
What is that
absolutely
thing that you use, Dylan, on your voice during before the chorus? I don't know that much about me, but that
megaphone.
It's actually like a. It's kind of like a. It's run through like a Leslie rotary. and it kind of like rotates it all around.
With a physically rotating speaker.
Okay, no, I was just curious. I mean, I like the effect. I think there's nothing bad to say about that song.
All right,
Steve, what do you think of Dylan Gamble?
Well, I hate to be the first person to say something bad about the song.
Steve.
All right, then, Krista. What do you think of Dylan Gamble?
Who's got the sense button now, bitch?
Yeah, you just got censored, Steve.
Oh, I can turn my mic on over here.
No, you can't.
Oh, yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Oh, yes,
no,
I
can. No, you can't.
It's not my happiness, but
it's not nice to fool Father Nature.
I am curious.
All right, Krista, what do you think of Dylan Gamble?
I really loved him. I mean, I'm normally not into that kind of music.
Sexy, but though, right?
Very sexy, very seductive. Mm. This is a CD I would actually buy.
Wow.
I loved it.
Yeah,
I'm curious what Steve.
Well, I would say I'd have to agree with Steve on this one.
What?
You're insane.
Well, Steve didn't say it.
No, Dylan, I didn't like that. I don't know for whatever reason. Like I said, I wasn't really looking at Heidi and Frosty and sharing their goosebump moment, but I didn't like that much. That I almost wanted to go up and slap Heidi for it.
How dare
that
you?
That song didn't connect with me. I thought it was a little bit. Douchey.
No.
I don't know what I expected, but it seemed like...
douchey.
I didn't like that as much as everybody else did. Now, I'm anxious to hear the second song.
Mm. Was it the style of music that you listen to?
Well...
Judge it fairly for what it is, Frank.
Well...
You didn't like Coldplay either.
For whatever reason, it didn't connect with me like it did those two. I'm not saying that you're a bad musician or a bad singer. I'm just saying that song... I don't know if I'd have picked it first, but I don't know what the second song sounds like. I'll be able to, you know, judge that mm-hmm. based on the second song. So, based on the first song, I would have said go.
Huh.
But everyone else saying stay, even Steve. Steve loved it.
Really?
All right, Steve. What did you think? Stop crying in your couscous.
Thank you, Frank. No, same thing you sort of said, Frank. I thought it was actually well produced. I liked his voice. It just didn't move me. And Chris and I were talking... off the air. And
how about
said,
you guys do your jobs?
It's a chick song, so that's why Frosty and Heidi and Krista all like
it. That's a nice thing. No one's ever called me a chick before. That's so cool.
Well, most true artists are sensitive and womanlike.
I loved it.
Well, Dylan, doesn't matter what we think in here. Only matters what they think out there, and we answer the phones as they come in. With Scott in Long Beach. Scott, what did you think of Dylan Gamble?
Yeah, like you said, after last week, this guy's a musical genius. I think it was pretty decent. Isn't that it? It was decent. Good.
So you say stay, Scott.
Yeah.
Starting off good.
One stay, zero goes.
888-520-9710. Up next in the order they come in is Brian. What do you say about Dylan Gamble?
I would think I'm going to say stay. You know, it's not the style that I gravitate towards generally, but I could see it's definitely solid, well-produced, smooth, and, you know, enjoyable. I could definitely burn one to that and feel relaxed.
And that's exactly what this segment's about. I say it every week. I mean, I have to get over the fact that, I mean, I'm not into death metal, but I think if somebody came on and had death metal, it's like, well, I'm not going to listen to it, but I get how it's good. I can hear the musicianship.
Well, maybe that's why I'm tainted, because last night I went to go see Five Finger Death Punch at the House of Blues. So maybe that's where musically I'm at.
Yeah, you're...
It's a little different. Five Finger Death Punch.
Dylan Gamble.
You cut him down again, I'm going to give you a five-finger back smack.
All I need is three. So I just need three.
If Frank throws a party and starts with that at 9 or 10 at night, by about 2 in the morning when everyone's mellow and sitting around the beanbag chairs, wouldn't you want to hear Dylan Gamble then?
Well, yeah, if I'm completely stoned in a beanbag chair. Give you a guitar, Dylan, let's party.
Well, that's just it. That's what you got to keep in mind.
There's an email coming in. Email audience votes don't count, but Joey in Alhambra says, I loved it so much, I'm going to call my girlfriend just so I can break up with her and play that song in the background.
that's
You're fine. Motivating people. You're motivating people. All right, two stays, zero goes. We got Laura in Phoenix listening online at 971 FM Talk. How you doing, Laura?
Hi.
What'd you think of Dylan Gamble?
Awesome. You don't hear a lot of beautiful music on the radio nowadays. I mean, beautiful voice. I loved it.
He's sexy as hell, right? I don't even know what it looks like, but it's
very sexy.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Oh, yeah.
The chorus is still in my head.
I'd love to see him in person.
Do you consider yourself sexy, Dylan?
Oh, yeah.
He is just like his dad. His dad did the same thing when I asked him.
So, I haven't seen a picture of this guy. Is it short hair, long hair, musician,
he's so
tattoos,
your type, Frosty.
What do you mean my type?
You're in love. You're giddy.
No, I'm just asking. Is it like Backstreet Boy kid, or is it like a death trap rocker guy?
I wear all black, and I have short hair.
Like Johnny Cash.
If you want to see what he looks like, like I said, you can go to frankarmy.com, and there's a link right there. Stay or go and see the band, and there's a picture of Dylan, and then you can link to his MySpace to possibly see more pictures, hear more music.
It's, I will be there.
Right now, it's three stays, zero goes, and I'll just say, right now, you can make a second chance for a first impression. What song would you like to play now on the track?
CD. Well, let's go on Black and Blue, slow it up a bit.
Slow it up a bit? Jesus Christ, man.
Even more for you, right?
Frank, are you ambidextrous, despite the rumors I've heard?
Huh?
Can you cue a song and pour another shot of whiskey at the same time?
Yeah.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay, because I think we need another shot. I'm looking forward to this, actually.
And this one's slower. So
it's piano-based.
Ooh. So, okay, anyway. Fill up your tub with warm, tepid water, get the razor blades out, and lay back and relax.
Now, judge this song fairly on its own merits, for better or worse. Forget the first song. Judge this one fairly. Wait till it's about
I judge
done.
It fairly? You're looking at me when you say fairly.
I'm just saying, even if you like or dislike the first, it doesn't matter. Treat this song on its own merits, and then call 888- Phillips to the rim there. Heidi with the whiskey. Thank you. That's 888-520-9710. Oh, she did go right to the rim. Look at that.
I obey my man.
Look at that super shot.
All right. Here he is one more time, Dylan Campbell. Dylan Campbell, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is, I guess I should go first, since I said that the first song didn't touch me. I'm not trying to be a hater here, because I can't be. Dylan, you're a star, brother.
My God.
Yay.
Thank you.
Tanya Tucker would be proud. I'm totally kidding, dude. That was a slam. I'm sorry.
That one went
over. You're trying to stop from crying.
I'm just trying to stop from crying to get myself back.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that was awesome. I mean, you said this is going to be slower. I was worried, but that one is that's a good song.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
No, seriously. You're going to be a superstar, dude.
I'll be in the front row, Dylan.
I mean, women.
Another shows. They're listed on MySpace.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You have shows listed on MySpace.
I'll
like I said, you go to frankarmy.com. You can connect right with Dylan. Stay or go. See the band. And there's a link directly to his MySpace for his upcoming shows and probably even more song tracks. So, good stuff, man.
I'm glad you changed your vote.
I would have chosen that song first. I would have come out of the box with that one. But I guess you went a little,
He was perfect.
You knew what was going to happen, and it happened.
What did you think, Heidi?
Heidi stuck to her chair. Honestly, I have to hold back tears right now, because I don't want to be all bawly.
Oh, come on, cry. It's good radio.
No, I don't want
to. The piano and the cello.
I noticed the strings, and
piano,
cello, vocals.
Three tracks. Well, stereo, but three instruments.
Unbelievable.
And he's got you choked up.
Totally. I have my holding
just
back.
Just let it go. Well,
I don't want to mess up my makeup because it's an Italian birthday. I'm taking her out tonight. I'm going straight from here and I got to be all, but no, honestly, Dylan, it moved me.
Krista's got a look on her face. I'm curious.
Get the album here more and come to the shows because I'd love to have you there.
Krista, what did you think of that second track by Dylan?
It turns me on. It's like, he's just, his voice is so seductive.
Oh,
I love it. And I really hate slow music unless it's like Aaliyah or some black artist.
Right, right.
But he was just amazing. I want to see him in concert. He's awesome.
Too. We'll go together. Okay, cool.
All right. Steve, what do you think?
I changed.
Never mind, Steve.
Can I compliment this guy?
Doesn't that suck, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting the best parts out of your censorship, opinion.
Watch your language,
Frank. That's exactly what it is, by the way.
Hey, that's great that you actually think there's best parts.
I'd like to compliment this guy on his wonderful lyrics, by the way. I mean, the music is great. The singing is great.
Frosty's stuck to his chair.
We've done this for years. How many years have we done this feature? Years and years.
I've never been moved this much.
I'm trying to think of any act, band or solo artist, I have liked more than this.
What will Wade say?
He will love it. Wade would love it.
This guy.
Yeah.
He feels it. It's real.
There's nothing contrived about Dylan Campbell.
Were you playing? Are you the keyboardist or is that? I don't know what your instrument.
That was my keyboard player, John Mihalovich.
Okay. A guy singing a song which you wrote, which you totally felt with beautiful lyrics, and I even scribbled some down. Your lyrics are amazing. All I sense is danger coming up around the bend. All I ever wanted or needed, I see in you. I mean, that's dripping with real emotion.
Don't rip that off, Frosty. That's good stuff.
I'm going to. This guy is going to be, like Frank said, a major star, and I'm glad you're on our show now.
Thank you so much.
Now, I don't know what people are going to vote for, because Kirsten has put their name and where they're from down, so we have no idea how they're going to vote. But you have to promise me, Dylan, if this goes to a complete 6-stay, 0-go, you're going to play our birthday bash.
Oh, no problem at all. I've been listening to you guys forever, and you guys are the best.
Thanks, Dylan.
All right, brother.
I have to compliment you guys, because I grew up on Howard Stern, and I started listening to you guys, and seriously, you're the best radio show I've ever heard in any state.
Well, you gotta say that after we stroke the hell out
like
of you.
Like a love fest.
No,
thanks,
but
Dylan.
I really have.
He's group telling hug. The truth.
Thanks, Dylan.
All right.
I wouldn't set triplets in the beginning if I didn't know the show. Right?
He does have a point.
All right, we left off with Ross in Pomona. Ross, what did you think of Dylan Campbell?
First of all, Frank Army, Heidi, you're hot.
Thank you, baby.
Frosty, you're very fat and you're gay.
I'm not, but I might be fat.
Dylan Campbell, two flawless songs, I say stay.
Yay! All right, 4 stays, 0 goes. Looking good, Dylan.
Zach, what do you say about Dylan Campbell, stay or go?
You know, I rarely agree with Frosty, but the lyrics were amazing. It was very well produced and put together. I definitely have to say stay. And then to boot, you know, I think it was also back that I'm an insulator, just like your dad and your uncle Dylan, so you got that vote too.
You're a lineman for the county?
All right. Five stays, zero goes. Now, Natalie gets the last vote. Natalie, you're going to decide if Dylan Campbell plays our birthday bash, our ninth year birthday bash.
If we're here.
Wishful thinking. I love the confidence that you exude.
I mean, come on. But anyway.
So, Natalie, it's up to you. Is Dylan Campbell going to play the birthday bash?
I think he is. He is great.
All right. Awesome.
So
very
sexy.
Cool.
Thanks,
so
Natalie.
Yeah.
Very sexy. The lyrics were great. I love it. I'm going to go and buy it. And I have a teenage son, and I'm sure he's going to love it as well. So it's great.
You know, I'd like to hear a third and fourth and
me
fifth
too.
Track.
Me too. Let's just sit here and listen to Dylan Campbell.
I want to hear more of this
guy. I'd love to, but I can't because he only sent me the songs, sent me two songs.
Okay.
So fair I can't.
I gave you each. I actually saw you at the Sagebrush Cantina.
You did?
And handed you each a CD.
Oh, my God. How drunk was I?
Oh, my God.
You were all drunk. We were all drunk.
Did we drink together? tell me we didn't drink together.
I think we got some shots, yeah.
We did get shots. Oh, my God.
Did I do my usual lie? Hey, I'll listen to this on the way home.
Oh, my God. That is frightening.
We need to call Dr. Drew and get him in here because we don't remember ever meeting this guy.
But that was a drunk fest. Sagebrush was pretty much, it was a party. So
where's your next show, Dylan?
My next show is December 17th at the Cafe Cordial in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, that's right around the corner from my house, so I'll be there.
That's kind of a while off, isn't it?
December 17th.
We'll make plans.
Like I said, you can go to frankarmy.com, hook up with Dylan, click guest, there you go, see the band. Dylan's MySpace connection is right there, direct link.
Good
find
luck.
Out where he's going to be playing, what's going on in Dylan's life. Dylan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
CD. That's awesome.
Thank you, Dylan. You made my day with your music.
Thank you very much.
Going from one extreme to the other, from Roots Foundation last week to Dylan Campbell this week. Jesus Christ. If you want to send in your CDs, you can. If you want to get judged by people, you can go to frankarmy.com and see how to submit. Send in your CDs.
And they're chosen at random. You just reach in the stack. It's
pile.
Blown away. We got this guy.
I didn't even know I met this guy.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there at your show. It's a Wednesday night, right?
Yes, it's a Wednesday night.
I'll be there.
And tell your dad I said not to drop his shoulder in his follow-through, okay? he's got a nasty slice. All right, Dylan? Thank you for being such a good sport. I'll see you at the birthday bash, my friend.
And all right, do you guys remember from Sagebrush? Do you guys remember the buttery nipples?
Oh, yeah, that was you?
That was me, baby.
I kind of do remember buttery nipples. But that was a chick in the parking lot. But anyway, thank you, Dylan. And this has been another episode of...
Should I stay or should I go?
On 971 FM Talk.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Searching in the sun for another overload.
This song is, 40 some odd years old?
I hear it's you still singing good. In the wire. I can hear you through the wine.
Everybody sing along, you know it.
And the witch is all I need.
It's like you're the only one who knows this.
No, I know, but I've been told not to sing on the show, so I'm coming back.
Don't ruin it.
I know, see?
Anyway, good luck, Dylan, man. You got a good dad, but you got your own thing going on. Good luck to you. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. We're kind of like a little later than usual. This talk set because the last one was a little long, but my God, it was good.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Good.
Emails still coming in. We've had a couple of shots. We've been drinking some beers, and I've hadn't had a bite to eat. So it's affecting me right now. Hey, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, would you take a shot for me? My birthday is tomorrow.
Another shot.
Send a shout out to Jaritza, Cynthia, and Danny. It's a new show in Philadelphia. We just got turned on to your station, and we love it. Have a great weekend. Nellie in San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio. There's a music
town. Checking in.
Yeah, music scene in San Antonio. Another shot. All right, this one.
I love it because Frosty
I'm
goes,
not driving.
We start drinking, and Frosty goes, you know, guys, I haven't had any alcohol since that incident at Mexicali. And I went, Frosty, you drank beers on Monday. And he goes, I didn't really. Yeah, I get.
I forgot that. Now, Frosty, Frank went drinking a couple weeks ago, and I was totally wasted.
Dope.
That last song that Dylan Campbell sang was just the piano.
The ballad with his cello, yeah.
Did you picture him with giant sunglasses on and a feather boa?
Like Elton John?
Yeah.
it was
you're
kinda,
so giddy, it's what, pathetic.
But no, giddy.
You want to see a picture of him?
Why do you call me? I haven't even seen the guy. Why do you call me giddy? I appreciate good music for what it is. And let me see.
Oh,
it's like
black.
It's like an X-ray picture.
He's black.
How did Glenn Campbell have a black son? It's like a reverse X-ray.
The thing is, in this age of overproduced music, where you have all this electronic crap going on. This, like, auto-tuned and 64 tracks of Pro Tools going on. It's nice to hear one guy and a pianist and a cello who gives you goosebumps.
My God.
I mean, it's nice to hear a really musician who gets it actually sound amazing. I wish him all the luck in the world.
I've already marked his show on my calendar.
Oh, good. Hello, Andy.
Hey.
Andy?
What's up, Andy?
Hello.
Oh, it's
oh
Andy.
My God, it's Andy.
Andy?
Yeah, well, I'm not boring anymore. I'm
Mandy. I'm going to call him Mandy.
Don't kill yourself, Mandy.
What's up, Andy?
Okay, now, hey, Dylan Campbell was just brilliant. I tried to call in. I got to work with his daddy. I was a sound engineer from 65 to 75.
For Glenn Campbell.
I got to work with Glenn Campbell, yeah. And amazing person, although at that time he was troubled with, you know.
He had some issues going on, yeah.
Yeah, right. But his son, you know, he reminds me of Tim. Never mind.
Russert?
It's derivative, Robbins? But it's really good. His music, I love what you said, Frosty. His music is simple. There's not any music being done like that, where it's just pure music.
Yeah, and isn't there like a hunger for that because we have all this mass-produced
crap. Yeah.
And it's not really music anymore, if you ask me.
Yeah.
It's an actual musician who shines through now and then. And
that's what where's your CD, Frosty?
Oh, yeah, well.
We're talking about good music. Don't bring it up.
Oh, stop.
Oh, no, well, Katie. Katie, listening in Austin, Texas, says, I need fresh panties and a man right now. I'm turned off.
Katie.
Texas loves Dylan.
Yeah.
How do you feel? If it was a totally ugly guy.
Doesn't matter.
Really?
I love Van Morrison. Have you seen him? What a looker.
Not really. Van Morrison.
Oh, I love Van Morrison, but he's not a great-looking guy. But it doesn't matter. You
Why
have a voice
that?
Like that and a guitar, and you move somebody. I have no idea what Dylan Campbell looks like. I don't. I only know this little thing he's got on his CD, but I can't.
No, you have his whole CD.
No, but I can't see what he looks like. This is the only picture on there.
It's like a reverse
I found this whole CD. You guys want to hear another song?
Oh, yeah, I do, but I'm taking this home.
Okay.
Here.
Now, are we going to, like, lay around and make out with each other?
Yeah, I'll kiss you if you play this. Here. What do we hear already? We heard Black and Blue in the last time.
Yep.
Play Staring at the One I Love. That's got to be good, right?
Oh, my God, Frosty. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
I can't imagine.
Want a spoon?
Jeez, I hope it's better than the music on High School Musical 3.
Did you say that out loud?
No, I just thought it. Did it actually come out?
Do people want to hear one more song?
Well, just play a little of something.
We'll take it from the callers.
Right.
If they want to hear one more song, call in and say yes.
To which
and
I say...
If you want to prevent those people from hearing it, call in and say no.
To which I say, what callers?
That makes sense.
But they're calling now.
888-520-9710.
So we'll come back and take it from there. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, we're hanging out here.
You guys got a crowd?
Yes, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank fans.
Look at that!
Party time.
Yeah. A little parking lot party action.
What'd you think of Dylan Campbell, guys?
You know what? I was inside shopping, Frank, but I heard some funny stuff. Your comments were amazing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, attaboy. So listen, we're here at the Smart and Final at Pico in the 405, but here's the deal. You know, I put Heidi on the spot before, and she advised all hot lesbians to come down. Frank is already on the spot because he's bringing the Frank Army tonight when Tim Conway...
There you go. Come on down, folks. Conway Kramer smoke out.
Musically speaking, I am the biggest fan of Frosty Stillwell. I saw him sing it and belt it out at the 8th party, at the 8th anniversary party. And you know, Frosty, you throw together a tune like no other. If the rhyme was food drive and you had to put some kind of a hymn together, some kind of a lyric together, I just want the creative juices to hit you. Would you humor me on that?
I'll do that if you can give me a word that rhymes with casserole. If you can pull that off the next 30 seconds, I'll oblige.
He'll do that and then he'll add strings in a black choir. It'll be perfect.
Excuse me. Grass or hole?
No, that's not a word. Doesn't count.
Oh, my God.
20 seconds to go.
Please, Frosty. Hit it, Frosty.
Okay.
Oh, here he goes.
Uh-oh. Oh, they're all going crazy. Look at that.
It's a food theme, right?
Yes.
Food. Take some out, dude. People are starving. The stomachs are bloating. Bellies are distended. Hunger should be ended. Help Leo and John and that guy Jeff. People can't eat enough stuff. That truck. Don't say you don't give up.
We love you guys.
Thanks for doing what you do.
A new
All right.
Oh, my Lord. I love you.
There you go.
I believe in you, Frosty.
Oh, Lordy.
You are a director. You drag that performance out of Frosty.
You've got all the talent in the world, and right. Come on down.
Not since USA for Africa have I been moved so much. I don't know what to say. This
feed
is
the
awesome.
World.
Feed the world. Feed the world, yeah.
405 and Pico.
Smart and final.
Smart and final. God. Head out there. Be out there all evening. Tim Conway's broadcasting live. KCAL 9 coming out to broadcast live from there as well. And I'll be out there doing the show with Tim. And Heidi's going to La Quinta.
Well, you
and
know,
I'm going to Mexicali. Well, margarita.
And more things.
Fondito for the homeless.
So, Frank, we're almost out of time, and everyone we left it with.
Dylan Campbell.
All right, let's do get some votes. Do people want to hear another song from Dylan Campbell or not?
Patrick in Redlands, hello.
Hey, Saucy, Giggity Gee, and Poncho.
Hey, baby.
Hey, I want to hear another song, but real quick, we're going to do a birthday shot, the Hoss Cartwright.
Another
All right, Hoss Cartwright.
That's my tip, though.
Oh,
birthday today. Me and him are partying.
Okay.
And,
oh,
hey,
God.
Frosty, I want to set up a play date for my pit bull and your dog.
Oh, boy.
How exciting. My people will call you people, and
that's
I mean
it. That's an odd couple.
I mean it. Frank in East L.A., hello.
Hey, what's going on, Frosty? I'm Frank.
What's up, Frank?
Hey, man, I'm a big, you know, manly man, dude, but that dude right there, he's going to be a superstar. I'm going to go download the song and make some more kids with my wife tonight.
There you go. Some belly rubbing music,
so that's two yeses.
That's
playing our songs.
Yeah.
Let's play another song. And Danny Bonaducci coming up here at 2 o'clock, so we won't hear from, you won't hear from us again until the sorry list.
Yeah,
we're just going to play it into break, okay?
So here
he is one more time, Dylan Campbell.
Chairperson of Families Underwriting Censorship and Kindness. On behalf of all of us, we'd like to say a hearty, way to go, KLSX. Keep those airways as clean as my sheets. Today's show was a reminder that if we can control the naughty thoughts and un-American actions of our children, we're one step closer to a world free of terrorism, weapons of mass destruction, and of course, liberals. Now, there may still have been a few boo-boos and no-nos in today's show. I'm not sure.
I was too busy screaming at my Jimmy for missing the cutoff man. But jinkies, none of this is perfect. And for those eensy-weensy, seditious thought crimes, well, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank will now apologize.
My, that's a long one. We apologize to Shelley Winters and Richard Branson.
You can bitch about everything.
Bitch, bitch, bitch.
David Caruso, you think that whiskey would take an edge off redheads and girls on Ambien.
Second Life, Viagra, and the British.
I'm saying it's too long. Questionnaire, surveyors, and lepers.
People with scleroderma, mad money, and cougars.
Twilight, Cleveland, Steamboat Willie, Flaky Fat Brenda, and the IRS.
I'm just saying we can edit it. Coldplay and Atlantic Rhythm Section.
Just saying it's too long.
How about you edit your stories?
Frosty's Eyes, Musicians, and Raccoons.
The Divorced, Jackie Johnson, and Punxsutawney Phil.
How about you both kid my ass and Elton John and Low Self-Esteem Realist?
I don't give a truck.
Miami, and what rhymes with casserole? Lesbians and horse leg warmers.
Thesbians, West Virginia, and Glenn Campbell. You really have to listen to the whole show.
Rossi, Heidi, and Frank on 97.1 MFM Talk.